Athena's Olive Tree.
Conversation.
Well, that's the feel-good play of the year.
You're wrong.
I will name the city after you if the citizens like your gift better. Dear Greeks, I offer you this gorgeous horse. Look, isn't it beautiful?
Yes, but what is it able to do?
You can ride on it and defeat all your enemies. Sounds good, Poseidon. Now it's your turn, Athena.
My dear Greeks, here I give you an olive tree.
What can we do with the tree?
You can eat its fruit or make olive oil out of it. You may even rest in the shade of the tree on a hot day.
That sounds very useful. We'll vote for Athena.
Good. From now on, the city will be called Athens.
应该由我来当守护神，你不要再争了。
应该由我来当才对，你才不要跟我争呢。要是士兵们比较喜欢谁的礼物，我就以那个人的名字来为这座城市命名。亲爱的希腊人民，我给你们这匹漂亮的马。瞧，是不是很美啊？
嗯，这匹马确实很美。
但是它能做些什么呢？
嗯，是不是啊？
能做什么呢？
你们可以骑着它打败所有的敌人。听起来不错吧，波塞顿。现在轮到雅典娜了。
亲爱的希腊人民，这次我将橄榄树送给你们。
我们能用这棵树做些什么呢？
是啊，
能做些什么？
我们要那个干什么呀？
你们能吃它的果实，并榨取橄榄油。天热时，你们甚至可以在树荫下乘凉休息。
哎，那听起来非常实用。 哎，
我们投给雅典娜。
好啊好啊，
投给雅典娜。
很好，从现在起，这座城市将被称为雅典。
Diary. My English teacher told us a story about olives today. According to the Greek mythology, the city Athens is named after the Greek goddess Athena. Since Athena and her uncle Poseidon, the god of the sea, wanted to win the love of the Greeks, each of them decided to give the Greeks a useful gift.Poseidon provided the Greeks with a wonderful horse, while Athena gave them an olive tree. I guess that the citizens found Athena's gift more useful, because in the end, she became the guardian of the city, Athens.
Shit.
和大家说了一个有关橄榄的故事。根据希腊神话，雅典城是以希腊女神雅典娜来命名的。雅典娜和她的叔叔海神波塞顿都想赢得希腊人民的爱戴，所以他们决定各送给希腊人民一个实用的礼物。波塞顿把一匹很棒的马送给了希腊人民，雅典娜却送了一棵橄榄树给他们。我猜市民们觉得雅典娜的礼物比较实用，因为她最后就成为雅典城的守护神了。
单字和片语。
Olive
橄榄。
Name after
以的名字命名。
Citizen
市民居民。
Offer
提供给予。
Gorgeous
华美的华丽的。
Ride
骑乘。
Defeat
打败。
Enemy
敌人。
Fruit
果实。
Rest
休息。
Shade
荫树荫。
Vote
投票选。
According to
根据。
Mythology
神话。
Goddess
女神。
Provide
提供。
Guess
猜想猜测。
Guardian
保护者守护者。